Welcome back to Extra Features Interview. Today we have a fabulous short film from George Barbosa, The Case Against Mr. Shepard. I have so many questions for a short that's only 13 minutes long. You're killing me. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. It's good to be here, man.
Why is this only 12 minutes or 13 minutes or 12:51 or whatever you put me through?
Well, the thing is that it started as a feature film, but as most feature films, we need a way to promote it, and the short film is the way to get there. Actually, after we started writing the feature film, we realized that it would be better to do even a TV show or anything, because we have so many things to tell about it.
Oh, I can see that, because I'm like, I want more. Like, I really felt you showed me the cute girl at the dance. I didn't get to dance with her because we had to go. I was like, what's going on here? I need to know more.
Awesome. That's great to hear, man.
Because I really was, I wasn't sure where you were going with this. Like, the first 5 minutes, I'm like, where's this going? Like, I wasn't really sure. And I mean, I was like, and then I got to the end. I was like, oh my God, I totally need more of this. So let's discuss. Yeah. You have three production companies.
Yeah, well, one of the productions started in Venezuela, and then we moved it over here. It was our first attempt to create a production company here.
Say where here is. You're in Miami now, right? You got to state that so people know.
Exactly, yeah. I was born in Venezuela. I lived there up until 2018. 2008, sorry. And, well, now we have 10 years living here. We started the same production company that we have there in Venezuela here. We got a lot of opportunities with the music industry here in Miami. But after a while, we have to split up, and now I made my own production company dedicated exclusively to do fiction film.
Okay, I do want to get back to the movie. Don't worry, I do have a few more questions. You just said it's easier to produce films. Is it hard to produce films in Venezuela? Is there no production for film? I don't know.
Oh, well, the situation in Venezuela right now is incredibly hard for every industry, not only for the film industry that, as you know, is really a hard industry to get in and to make it work. But when I was there, we were mainly working on TV advertisement, also music videos. But to get into the film industry and to tell a great story over there, it was really, really difficult. You have to have a lot of connections with the government, and we didn't want to go there.
Okay, that's fair enough. So then you came over here and you started your own production company, correct? And so far, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we came here, my partner and I, that is actually the director of the short film, we came here, we set up the same production company that we had in Venezuela, and we actually did a lot of music videos around, but we never get into fiction. We were always like telling ourselves that we weren't prepared to tell as we wanted to do it. But after I mean like 4 years here, we split up. We went our separate ways. Then we got back together and we decided, well, you know what? Now is the moment. We have to do it.
Okay. My question is, the case against Mr. Shepard, did this start in Venezuela or this started in Miami?
Oh, well, the idea started in Venezuela.
Okay. Whose idea was it? Let's start there. Where did this idea come from?
Well, the idea comes from basically the day that the music died. It came exactly from that moment, from where Boy Holly and Richie Valens, they all died in that tragic airplane accident, and we were thinking, like, this cannot be a coincidence. And we started imagining how would it be that all those conspiracy theories about famous people disappearing have a way behind it. And we started picturing in this character, in Mr. Shepard. That's basically how it born.
Now, are you a big music fan? Is that where this came from, or is this more a conspiracy thing?
I'm really a big music fan. My director, actually, the guy who directed Luis Miguel Leal, he's a musician. So we are pretty into music. Who are the main characters that we kind of mentioned, but it's oriented to, you know, to every famous, to every huge profile case of death that we didn't get all or answer straight.
Okay. That's fair enough. Now, where did the music come for this short film? Because it's very minor at times, and then the end, it comes very hard. It gets very subtle at times in the film.
Yeah, we weren't very sure to include music because the tension in the dialogue is really hard, and the silence help us to create that tension between the two characters. But at the end, it was necessary. We feel that it needed to move people and to make them want it more. So yeah, that's how you feel it. Like kind of, you know, a crescendo, really steady and slow at the beginning when the genre film drives you to seeing in what's going on. What are you seeing? Why are you seeing that? And then when you are starting to understand where this is going, then the music comes in and help you all the way.
Now, have people have seen this short? Have they told you they wanted more? Or you don't have any, what feedback have you got, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Basically, that's the main comment, that they want more, that they need to know what's going on, what happens after this.
So
to, like, little histories behind the...
So when are we getting more of that?
Well, we are right now in the process of negotiating the series. There are at least three distribution companies interested. So, I hope that we can get something really, really soon.
That's great. That's awesome. That's really nice news. I want to discuss the two main actors. Where did you find them?
The actors, actually, the both of them are from Venezuela.
Oh, that's why I didn't recognize them at all. Like they didn't, but they have very good English.
Yeah. Well, they both have lived here. Gianpiero Agostini, the detective, he lived in Los Angeles and in New York for a while. And Steve Wilcox, with that name, he still is Venezuelan, but he lives in Los Angeles. So they both have a really good English.
I do want to ask, this may be a weird look at the film. What was the detective doing in his own house? Or was that an office? I thought that was kind of strange.
Yeah. We discussed that. What we wanted to do is that he prepared something especially for Mr. Shepard. That may not be his house, and the information that he's giving to Shepard might not be the real information, because he is also looking his back, taking consideration every angle that can be. So he prepared this very special setup to receive this very special character.
You went on the Princess Di thing. Is that something that appeals to you, or just because it was a big conspiracy?
Yeah, well, basically because it's one conspiracy that everybody would recognize and that will help us to make the click in the audience about where the short film is going and what's the real history about the main character.
That's fair. See, I like the questions I ask you. I noticed you didn't move. I don't know who the director didn't really move a lot. You did a little bit of close-ups. Like I doubt you were very tight in the room. Does that make sense? Like you didn't seem to go to any wide shots. I thought we might have had a shot of Shepard walking into the room. Maybe what it might have. You know what I mean? Just a little more establishing shots. You didn't do any of that. You just dropped me into the scene.
Yeah, basically, it was kind of very theatrical.
Yes.
It Yeah, it's part of what we wanted to do, to do like a very theatrical language on the whole short film. We didn't have that much resources to get, you know, this 13-minute short film was shot all in one day.
Uh-huh. I was wondering that.
Yeah, we didn't have that many resources to do it, but we wanted to do it the best.
So where was it shot? Was it shot in Miami? Or
yeah,
shot in LA?
In Miami. It's shot actually in a ballet school here in Miami.
So a ballet school?
Yeah, it's a ballet school that they own this kind of antique house, and it's amazing. It's really an amazing place to practice ballet if you are into that.
Yeah, I'm a, but you do not want to see me in any tutus or anything. And
but the place is amazing, and we decided it was a perfect setup for what we wanted. We went with it. We wanted to look like that, very theatrical, and to start pushing the camera shot from a wide shot to closer shot at when we were advancing in the tension between the two characters. And I think that helped a lot to, you know, to make people come from the global perspective of what is this to, all right, now I understand perfectly where this is going.
Now, who let you into the ballet school?
Well, like I mentioned before, we did a lot of music videos around here.
Yes.
And the ballet school was actually one of the locations that we used for one of the videos.
Okay.
And we knew the people, and they were really very helpful. So, yeah, we decided to go with them.
I'm going to focus a little bit on the video shoot you were saying. Are you shooting Spanish music? Are you shooting Latino music? Are you shooting English music?
Yeah. Mostly Latino music. What we did before were mostly Venezuelan artists, but we have done some artists from here. Like the biggest artist in Latin music that we did was a guy named Prince Royce, and he was a huge hit here in Miami. He was top of the charts. But it's a great opportunity to learn how to, you know, try to send the message in the most concrete image that you can. And actually, thanks to the music videos that I get to come to the United States, because we won a Latin Grammy for a music video that we did in Venezuela.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What have you done with this short film? Have you sent it to festivals? What are you doing with it? Besides sending it to me.
Well, it's right now it's in the festival circuits. We are going to have one screening in LA in March. We already had one screening in LA, I think like 2 months ago in another festival. We got to a screen in Italy. We got to a screen here during the Comic-Con in Miami. I think that's kind of the perfect audience for the short film, like fan people that is into these conspiracy theories. And we have at least 5 more film festivals coming up.
That's great. That's awesome. And so you're saying the production companies are looking at it. Have they given you a date or anything, or they're going to decide, or no, you're still waiting?
No, well, one of them already told us when we are going to start doing this, but what we are waiting are the offers from each of the companies.
Okay, so you're expecting 3 offers then on the film.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's great.
To see how they want to proceed and how much control can we have from each of the companies creating.
Of course, it's all about the control. I get it.
Yeah.
Doing my podcast, I get all the control because I can do it actually. What are your influences on film? Like, you definitely did a like kind of like a murder mystery, and you're saying it's Day the Music Died. I get that. Was there anything else, like a film that influenced you or anything in this?
Well, from filmmakers, I mean, being a kid growing in Venezuela, there was not greatest filmmaker for me that Spielberg, and I've seen the way we lay out the conversation between the two characters was kind of an approach that I would like to see. It was influenced by certain conversations Spielberg, also for Coppola with The Conversation and the
great film
and The Godfather, those kind of things. We were trying to go for really a good. We know it was going to be a 30-minute conversation between two people, so we tried to do it in a really classic way. In a way that makes you interested not only on what they're saying, but visually. And I think that would, for Coppola in The Conversation, would be like the biggest influence of the film.
That's great. You picked a great film to influence. It's a fabulous film. Well, I have your favorite time in the show. Since you've heard the interview, you know what's next. Your favorite film?
My favorite film? Excuse me, I didn't get it.
Your favorite film of all time, the one you're going to tell me you love that I can't take away.
Oof, well, there are really so many films.
Okay, give me five. I'm good.
Yeah, from the top of my head, I love one from Spielberg, that is The Terminal.
Really? The Tom Hanks movie that he hangs out all day. Okay.
Yeah. I love simple stories that get you entertained all the way, and I think that was a really good movie for me.
Okay. I don't fault anybody in their choices. I will discuss them with you, but I will. Your number two, do you have anything else, or you just want to go with The Terminal?
There are a lot of movies that I like. I think besides that, The Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind was a really good film for me, that I have as a reference for some things that I would like to do in the future.
Okay, I thought you'd bring up like maybe an old Third Man. I thought maybe would work for you, the Joseph Cotten film, Orson Welles film.
Orson Welles films, yeah. Well,
The Third Man, I thought totally would work for you.
No, I really love some of the Orson Welles films, but I try to look into the like new language on the new cinematics,
right?
And try to approach that audience.
Okay. It's Friday night. Your friends are over. What film are you putting on for them?
Oh, well, right now.
Right now. What film? I'm at your house. I say I want to watch a movie. I love movies. What are you putting on for me? And I'm saying I don't care what you put on. You put it on.
Right now, I have available in one of the networks. I don't think I will put on a film right now. I think I will put on like a TV series. I'm looking right now at The End of the Fucking War. I don't know if I can say that.
You can say whatever you want.
The End of the Fucking War. I don't know if you have seen it in Netflix,
no,
but.
No.
Really?
Is that the Israeli thing?
Huh?
Is that the Israeli movie, the show?
No, it's actually British.
Oh, I have never seen it. No.
No, it's about a kid, adolescent kid that is a psychopath. His girlfriend convinced him to go away in a road trip, and he's all the way trying to sing while the girl sees that he's into her. What he's trying is to kill her.
Oh,
all
wow.
The way.
This is intense stuff, man. I don't know if I want to go to your house on a Friday night. I mean, we've got to have a few drinks. We need to get
you will love it. It's really, really fun in a very dark way.
Well, that's great. The last question's the easiest. You're at the cinema. What do you buy?
At the cinema?
Yeah.
Basically, popcorn and Coke.
Okay. Ice in the Coke? No ice in the Coke?
Ice in the Coke.
Fair
enough.
We
have refill, so I don't care.
Oh, there you go. See, we don't have that here. It drives me. Oh, we do now. I think you can. I don't know. I usually don't get a drink, so I'm kind of weird that way. Well, I want to thank you for your time.
No, thanks to you, man.
I love your film. I want more. So if you do a second one, I get a copy. I need to see the next step.
Man, that's so great to hear coming from you, man. Really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for your time.
Thanks to you, man.
Okay, bye.